It's Friday, May 15th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. City of Fort Wayne officials released a letter of support Thursday for a proposed homeless resource center at 321 East Washington Boulevard. Fort Wayne saw population growth at a time when other large cities in the United States saw some decline. And disability advocacy organizations partnered to form the statewide Indiana Disability Alliance. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. City of Fort Wayne officials released a letter of support Thursday for a proposed homeless resource center at 321 East Washington Boulevard. The letter came after a series of public statements from local business owners decrying the city's plan. According to the city, the Homeless Resource Center will be a low-barrier shelter open to men, women, families with children, and couples. The building sits diagonally across from the Rescue Mission and across the street from an assisted living facility and next to a chain liquor store. It is about two blocks southeast of Citizens Square. As a low-barrier shelter, the center will prioritize immediate safety over sobriety, curfews, and background checks. It will serve to connect people to resources and provide a safe indoor space. According to city officials, the location was chosen because downtown is where many individuals are experiencing homelessness. Those writing statements in support of the location include Fort Wayne Police Chief P.J. Smith, local businessman and philanthropist Chuck Sirach, and Elevatus Architecture. Fort Wayne saw population growth at a time when other large cities in the United States saw some decline. Since 2020, Fort Wayne has gained 11,285 residents for a 4.3% increase. U.S. Census data says Fort Wayne is the fastest-growing large city in the Midwest and the 26th fastest-growing large city in the country. According to Rachel Blakeman, the director of the Community Research Institute at Purdue Fort Wayne, the city's numbers stack up statewide. Fort Wayne's 2025 population estimate is 275,203, which is up from 273,030 in 2024. The Allen County seat is the nation's 82nd largest city, measuring the population within its city limits. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker's office released a statement Thursday afternoon saying that the city's population growth speaks to the quality of life in Fort Wayne and positions the community for growth and success. Disability advocacy organizations partnered to form the statewide Indiana Disability Alliance. The group will work to advance policies that, quote, promote independence, inclusion, and opportunity for people with disabilities. WFYI's Sarah Nealestis has more.
ARC of Indiana CEO Kim Dodson says the idea for the alliance came from conversations with advocacy groups across the state. She says she learned they have similar concerns, and she says their biggest is what the future services for people with disabilities will look like.
So really, it kind of came from a place of all of us wanting to make sure that we were working together with a unified voice to educate and inform decision makers at the state and federal level about the importance of home and community-based services.
Dodson says a big concern is cuts to Medicaid and Medicare. The next meeting is scheduled for June 2nd. I'm Sarah Nealestis.
The House passed legislation allowing for year-round sale of E15 fuel on Wednesday evening. WFIU's Clayton Baumgarth has more.
The nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act had bipartisan support while passing 218-203. The sale of E15, a blend of gasoline and 15% ethanol, is usually limited during summer months due to air quality regulations. Agricultural interest groups have long pushed for the year-round sale of the fuel, especially in states like Indiana, where corn production is high. This new law could help stabilize the corn market by increasing demand for the crop. In a statement, the Indiana Farm Bureau said the law would create an immediate 2.4 billion bushels of new corn demand nationally. Opponents of the bill argue that expanding E15 is government favoritism towards ethanol producers to the detriment of small refineries. The bill now moves to the Senate. For WFIU News, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.
If you're looking for an exotic seasonal celebration, Cherry Blossom Festival Fort Wayne takes place this Sunday at Purdue Fort Wayne. Here, WBOI's Julia Meek discusses the scope and evolution of the event with one of its founders, Michelle Yamanaka, and the importance of cultural exchange to the entire community.
Michelle Yamanaka, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, it's time to celebrate the season and our special ties to Japanese culture. What does this very beautiful tradition mean to you?
It is an opportunity to take all the beautiful things of Japan, their culture, their art, and be able to celebrate it and pass it on to my children and to the community.
What a wonderful gift. So, fast forward to this year's celebration, which is the third location for this festival due to its ever-increasing popularity. So, what kind of a fit is it there at PFW, and what does it allow you to add to the festival?
Because we grew so large, we were no longer able to be at our last location, which is the Downtown Public Library. So, it gives us more space to offer more. We are able to have two full ballrooms of entertainment. We're able to offer more food vendors. We're able to offer more variety of events and activities.
Okay, we are looking at 6 hours in and around Purdue Fort Wayne's Walb Student Union. So what can festival goers expect to welcome them at this year's celebration?
Well, if they happen to be hungry, they'll be able to have a great variety of Japanese or Japanese-related foods. If they are artistic, they'll have opportunities to draw in the anime contest or write a haiku. If they like traditional Japanese music, they can enjoy koto playing and Japanese dancing. If they like more modern Japanese music, we have the spirit bomb playing. We'll have contests for cosplay. We'll have the bonsai demonstrations, the tea ceremony. We'll have paper cutting workshop. You can learn about calligraphy. We'll have the children's crafts where they can make things like a paper samurai helmet. They can make origami cherry blossoms and put them onto a drop-down designed cherry tree that needs flowers to be put on it.
It's a wonderfully curated event list, a mighty ambitious one that you have, as a matter of fact, all ages, all mediums included. Put it all together, Michelle, what picture does it paint to you?
It is a beautiful kaleidoscope of everything beautiful Japanese art and culture.
As regards cherry blossom festivals, do you see an increase in people wanting to celebrate the season?
Based on the numbers that are coming, 11,000 for the last year or two, I would say that indicates an interest in celebrating the season.
And what about the hunger to learn both the old and the new ways? You keep adding, which is great for the generational participation and interest. Do old folks like us enjoy learning new things like cosplay?
Based on our surveys, I would say yes. They may say something like, I didn't know what that was, and I think I like it.
You can't ask for any more than that.
That's correct.
And as our own community continues forming international connections and global cultural bonds, what more are you planning to add to your own strong links? How can you make a better, stronger connection?
We have found that volunteers are a great way to make connections, and we have volunteers, and we encourage volunteers. They have to be 18 to work there. We encourage volunteers from other organizations, and Fort Wayne Sister Cities, they have 5 sister cities or almost sister city, and we have volunteers from there to help us, and we try to reciprocate when we can. It's important to know that you're more than just an isolated piece of the world, that there's more to the world. And through the festival, we have a chance to share with Fort Wayne more of the world.
Michelle Yamanaka is one of the founders of the Japanese American Association of Indiana, as well as Fort Wayne's Cherry Blossom Festival. Thank you for sharing your story of this most special celebration, Michelle. Many blessings, and do carry the gift.
Sayonara.
Cherry Blossom Festival Fort Wayne takes place this Sunday at PFW. More news in a moment.
This is Dane Wilkins on what it felt like to donate his car and support WBOI.
It was sad seeing it go, but I felt like it was going to a place where it could really help friends.
To donate your vehicle and support Public Audio today, go to wboi.org/car.
Here's what to know for today. One Indiana senator is already planning to work on legislation to bring medical cannabis to the state as the federal government moves to lessen restrictions on medical marijuana. Indiana foster youth whose parents have died will now have access to their survivor benefits once they leave the system. And all reserved seats for the 110th running of the Indianapolis 500 are sold out, the second year in a row for the race. That's who and what for Friday, May 15th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Enkenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great weekend.